All right, World of Tomorrow today, episode 23.
The Michael Jordan of episodes.
Boom.
Boom.
Swoosh.
Bada bing.
Wear your Fruit of the Looms and eat your Cheerios. Yes. Or your Hanes.
You can't eat Hanes.
You can eat Hanes. You can do whatever you want. Hey, Dave, were you eating under there?
Underwear. Welcome to the World of Tomorrow today.
What happens after the Trump?
I have no idea.
Your place for news on tech,
comics,
games,
and more.
And stuff.
Tetrabrototoxin.
Going crazy. We're drunk. Our information is out of sight.
Almost out of this world. I can't wait!
You come here every week to find out. Come here every week.
You come here every week. Oh wait, a little less threatening. Don't leave your friends in the dark. Share it.
Friends don't let friends not know about World of Tomorrow today. Eat your vitamins.
Don't eat yellow snow.
Stop, drop, roll, repeat. Step 3 is necessary.
You grow up having this expectation that random fires being set to you are going to happen a lot more.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about, you guys? I have no notes. I'm freestyling.
You know, it's
I'm like supernatural.
I had a joke about pizza, but it was too cheesy. Good one.
Yeah, I got a bunch of Apple stuff. A super, super awesome camera. Possibly the best digital camera so far.
Dan had made a suggestion, and I think we should try it out. Instead of, like, normally we lay everything we're going to talk about, and then we talk about it.
Right.
He said, let's just, boom, now do your Apple bit.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
Let's grave on it, yeah.
So Apple's done a bunch of stuff. They released 2 phones. They announced a watch, and the latest iOS is out.
Who's going to get the watch or even think about it?
I might. I'm a watch guy.
You wear a watch.
I don't wear a lot of accessories. And I work in a retail industry where people... I'll tell you, like, all my man coworkers wear watches.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know. I lose stuff like that.
I have my cell phone on me at all times. A lot of times it's out and, like, on the table next to me so I can look at it. If it was attached to my wrist, it'd be so much easier.
Right.
I'm a fan.
What's cool is you can, like, leave, you know, essentially get your updates on your wrist, right? With leaving
exactly.
Your phone.
Boom,
like, you can.
It's like a whole new level of lazy. Like, who wants to put their hand in their pocket anymore?
Yeah, exactly.
Look at your watch.
Yeah. And Bluetooth it, so it's right on your head. You got the Google glasses, so it's right in your face. You could be comatose and still be fully entertained.
I think everyone's just going to turn into RoboCops in the future.
Quite possibly.
That'd be excellent. Have you seen the exoskeleton that you can sit down?
Dude, that thing is crazy.
Yeah.
To work extended periods of time.
Yep.
It functions as like a seat, kind of.
I don't know why that feature like seemed the most appealing. It also makes you like strong and makes you like, and you could just sit wherever you want.
Well, couldn't you just do that now? Sit wherever
on
you
the
want.
Ground like an animal.
But you got a cool robot suit.
I wanted to be able to sit. But not sit while looking at my digital watch.
Yeah, I'm in the seated position. That'd be kind of weird. You're in the seated position, just out there in the open, no chair underneath you. What are you looking at? I'm sitting here.
Yeah.
And making other weird positions.
Right.
But think about, like, what if those things went onto the market? There would just be like, oh, 16-year-old kid got a hold of his dad's exoskeleton, turns over statue.
Yeah.
Be like, whoa, there's little Supermans everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think it's ready for.
It'd be no different
consumer.
Than the automobile, though. 16-year-old kid jump in the car.
Right. Knocks over a statue.
I heard some story about this kid steals a car, goes cruising, the police catch him. You know, he gets in a little bit of trouble. 24 hours later, as soon as he can, leaves the house, steals another car, does it again.
Yeah. That's because he's got a buddy at school who's like, you better do this shit while you're young.
Yeah.
As soon as you turn 18, you're going to go to jail.
What if he's really 23? He just looks like he's 11.
That's true.
You know, he's like, these motherfuckers, yeah. I just keep on stealing cars.
I'm going under my cousin's age.
They're like, no more candy for you.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm hella stealing another car as soon as I can.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like good advice.
No, it's horrible advice. Don't steal cars.
Yeah, no. But go back to Apple
for the watch.
And if you have a Benjamin Button disease, don't take advantage of it.
No, don't at all. So the two new phones, the 6 and the 6 Plus is what they're calling them. The 6 is a 4.7-inch screen. And
how big?
The screen size
is
4.7 inches.
It is a lot bigger than the original iPhone.
Yeah, it's and the Plus is 5.5, which in my opinion is just like it's almost tablet size.
Yeah, how big is the Samsung's?
I have no idea.
The Note.
You know what, dude?
It's bigger than your hand for sure.
Yeah, I think Note is probably at least 5 inches. No,
it's pretty big. I don't know. I think the new iPhone is just a tad big.
Give us a second. We'll find out. We'll find out for you. Actually, when we come back from the break, we'll hit you up with all the different screen sizes. So what else is Apple doing?
iOS 8 came out.
Yeah, it did.
It's the biggest update ever. It has things such as handoff, where I could start an email here and be like, I'm tired of typing on this damn little screen. So I go to my laptop. I open up the same email, and it's right where I left off.
Excellent.
We can now download what they call extensions. So I have Swipe now. It was originally for Android like 4 years ago.
What does it allow you to do, Swipe?
Yeah, just instead of having to push each individual, you just swipe
you're
around.
Talking about the simple. So Apple's like...
The drag text.
Yeah. All exactly.
They're jacking the cool things that Android has, which is chill.
So you can so one of the things that always Apple had is like this is the product that's all you're getting. PCs always had the one up on them on being able to like upgrade and personalize your device, you know, your whole operating system. So
yeah,
seems like they're venturing away from what they normally have done. Now you're gonna be able to do all types of crazy stuff on it.
Yeah, new processor, new motion coprocessor. They come in three sizes, 16, 64, and 128 gigs.
Wow.
They got a new camera, shoots 1080 at 60 frames, and their slow-mo can shoot at 240 frames.
So it comes with slow motion camera?
Right.
That's pretty cool.
Insane. Yeah. That's so cool.
At what how many I'm not too familiar with slow motion technology. Is that
I mean, that's slow for a regular, like, camera on your phone, but as far as, like, slow motion cameras, no. If you've got, I don't know, like, $5,000 to burn in your pocket, you could buy a super expensive one that shoots at, like, 100,000 frames a second.
That brings us to the most important question. How much does this new iPhone run?
Very true.
It depends on your carrier, your plan, and whatnot, because you could probably just, like, buy the phone outright, activate it. But then they have, like, you know, your contract's almost up. You can get a new phone if you sign a new contract kind of deal. So
there's lots of promo deals.
It varies. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure give it a year or so, and they'll have, like, the 6S and the 6 Plus S or some stuff. I'm just going to wait, see what they do next. I might just... Because if I've still got a 5. It still runs fine. I have no complaints.
How much did you pay for that?
I got it on a new signing, so I think I paid like $200 for it.
Not bad.
You don't know the the MSRP on that new?
Phone? I'm sure they're like almost $400.
You think?
Yeah. Because when you talk to your cellular provider, you can ask them, you know, what's the outright price? Like if you just wanted to buy the phone, and I'm sure they'll say some exorbitant amount, like $600 or something.
I bet you it's probably like, $6 or $7.
Yeah, they're. There's been a lot of yay and nay about the sixes. There's even 9 complaints out there about them bending.
I saw that. There's a whole bunch of videos online right now of people bending their phones and breaking them.
Right.
Like, don't do that. Yeah. Doctor, it hurts when I do this. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
Don't. Yeah.
So, because the six is only 6.9 millimeters thick.
Yeah.
So that's really thin.
I mean, the huge significant difference is that it's, like, gigantic. I mean, look at your iPhone now.
I'll include some of these videos on the podcast, and you can decide for yourself. I think that these people are exerting way too much pressure on their phone.
Yeah.
This is videos of people breaking their phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, if you're going to spend X amount of dollars on a brand new piece of hardware, don't just, like, stick it in your pocket.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think it would hold up just fine in the pocket. In a case where it should be, it would be completely fine.
Yeah, if you had, like, one of those OtterPop things on it or whatever.
I know we did a bit about the glass they're using. What is that, the Gorilla Glass?
No, they actually didn't go with the Sapphire Glass on the screen. Mm. They went with it on the camera.
So they didn't go with the Sapphire Glass. You know what kind of glass they did go with?
I don't know.
Nothing notable, huh?
I don't think so.
Maybe. Wow. That's crazy.
That's a big point because we had talked about earlier, and that was going to be a big deal. Samsung's got that Flex phone that you can pretty much break. Yeah. And then it's got the self-healing thing. You can scratch it up. It'll heal itself.
With minor scratches.
I saw
like
a video,
your keys.
I saw a video on that, too. And it's like the deeper the scratch, the more you do it.
Which, what are you talking about? We got to leak this, by the way, on the podcast.
I don't know if we had actually went in depth on it. I can't remember what it's called. One of them, I think it's called the Flex.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, the Samsung Flex.
It's slightly curved.
Because I was about to say, was it built at a curve?
Yeah. You could flatten it out, and it won't break it. And then you can scratch it up, and the material it's made out of is some type of composite. So where with heat, it heals the scratches.
Right.
So how's it like?
Not on the glass, on the back.
On the back of the cover?
Yeah, like.
But I think the glass is made out of Gorilla Glass
or
Sapphire
Glass.
Like
how the back of my iPhone's all like this matte finish. If I just left it without a case and my keys were in there in my pocket, scratching it up, from the heat of my leg would just heal the scratches.
That is insane. The technology is so great.
Yeah. Right.
It's like that stuff that came out recently where they could pretty much waterproof anything.
Yeah, they're also working on some really cool like bioluminescent paint, where you just spray it on something and during the day it's like the glow in the dark stuff, except it's like organic.
That's cool.
So pretty much you can like spray your bike. You can get a spray paint can of this stuff, spray your bike down with it. So during the day when you're riding around, it's absorbing all that sun, and then during the night
you're just like going crazy.
Yeah, you just install a little battery.
People haven't done that.
It's probably expensive.
That's very true, Dave. You know,
glow in the dark paint's been out for a while, you know. Maybe it's just because it's like bio whatever. It's
you guys,
not
you guys
good for you.
A break. We'll look up bioluminescent paint.
All right, let's go to break. Boom chaka boom chaka boom boom boom. We are back. So we did a little research while we were on break to find you some information on screen sizes from the new phones that are out, all the new smartphones. And Dave got clarification on whether or not that phone has Sapphire Glass. I don't know if you call it a clarification, but it's some information.
Yeah, the 6 does not. No, they went... I guess it was going to cost them too much or something, but like the leak of they were buying materials from GT Advanced Technologies, the people that make the Sapphire Glass, from CNET in quotes. So pretty much they put in quotes the purchase of Sapphire goods.
And Sapphire goods?
Right. And some people believe that was going to be the screens for the 6 and then the watch, but apparently that's not the case. Well, it is for the watch.
So
the Apple Watch will have a Sapphire display.
Confirmation.
Right. But the 6, no, it's still their own proprietary blend of whatever they use.
So what happened was, it sounds like Apple ordered from GTE or whatever.
Right. Advanced Technologies.
Quote, unquote, Sapphire goods.
Right.
And then the speculators speculated that, oh, it's going to be on the phones.
And they're buying screens, not raw goods.
Yeah, but it is going to be in the watch. So who knows? They could have been buying little screens.
That's crazy, yeah. I was also reading that one of the big differences is that the iPhone 6 features a full aluminum casing where the Galaxy S5 is made of a polycarbonate plastic. So that's a pretty big difference. I mean, plastic compared to aluminum.
Right.
You know.
Very true. The Galaxy S5 has a 142 millimeter by 73 millimeter screen. I got this from Gizmag. All the numbers I got are in millimeters for our international listeners.
Yeah, I'm reading this. It says, if watching movies and playing games is what you would mostly use your smartphone for other than a normal phone, then bigger is definitely better. The Galaxy S5.
Yeah, the S5, let's see, 142.73. The iPhone 5S is 124 by 59. So that's significantly smaller. That's a good 20 inches not as tall and a good 20 inches not, I mean, millimeters. 20 millimeters not as tall and 20 millimeters not as wide.
And the thing that I like about, like you mentioned earlier, we'll touch back on the Android platform, is that it's completely
customizable.
Customizable.
Yeah.
My buddy got the brand new S5 when it first came out, and I was like, dude, go download the N64 emulator on your phone. And 10 minutes later, he was playing StarCraft. Or yeah. Not StarCraft, but Star Fox. I'm sorry.
That's excellent. Star Fox down!
And the phone's huge. He's not having a problem playing it. It looks beautiful.
The Galaxy Note 3, more of a tablet than a phone almost, 151 millimeters by 79 millimeters. So comparatively, the S5, that's about 10 millimeters taller and about 5 millimeters wider. So it's marginally bigger than the S5, but the biggest phone is the Lumia 1520. It's got 160 millimeters tall, 84 millimeters wide. So compare that to your iPhone, and that's almost 40 millimeters taller and almost... about 30 millimeters wider. That's the sound of war thunder. Very patriotic.
Yes, very. Fun game. Check it out. It's free. And the coolest part about War Thunder is it's PlayStation 4, Mac, and PC compatible.
True. Cross-platform playable.
Like, it's one of the only games where...
Dan will be here on my Mac. I'm sitting here on the PS4. Smokey Bellabottom's on the laptop, his PC.
Yeah.
We're all playing all the same game.
Server.
That's dope.
Which they need to do more of.
Yeah, they really do. Speaking of some multiplayer, me and... Dan the Man got very little sleep last night.
Oh, yeah.
We were running them back on some StarCraft 2.
Hey, there you go.
We're clacking.
JunebugSpade916. That's and my tag.
Shasta Lime, like the mediocre soda pop.
Shasta Lime. Hit us up.
Yeah, the coolest thing is download the Battle.net client, because StarCraft Hearthstone's completely free except for buying the packs. Diablo 2. What's the other
three.
One?
Diablo 3 is,
I'm sorry.
Is that free for a certain level? And Warcraft is World of Warcraft is free to level
up to
20.
Up to 20.
StarCraft 2 is free minus the Heart of Swarms expansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of gaming, I've been twitching a lot, dude. twitch.tv/hogziller.
Spell it for us.
HAWGZILLER. Hogziller.
Which we are getting down on. Rust.
StarCraft. Hearthstone.
Everything.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun stuff on there. Come check it out.
I finally got the Twitch cracking on the Mac. It was not easy. I had to download an app called OBS. Optimal something. I don't know. I'll link it. I tweeted actually their information the other day. Way cool. You can stream directly from it. You can record your screen. I got it now so I can record Skype calls. So if you guys want to be on the show, hit us up on Facebook and we'll have us a Skype conversation about any of the stuff we talk on here. Comic books, games, board games.
Cool info that you know about.
Crocheting.
Like, cool stuff that's coming up, sneak peeks or anything. Just let us know.
We've never talked about crocheting, but I wouldn't be adverse to it.
Yeah, I mean...
anything.
Fairly interesting.
You guys want some more millimeters on the phone sizes? All these other phones, like the Nexus 5, the Moto X, the Moto G, LG G2, that one didn't do too bad. And the HTC One.
HTC One is pretty crazy.
That one's significantly bigger than the iPhone as well. 20 millimeters bigger on both ends. It's closer to the Galaxy S5. It's about the same size.
I mean, Samsung, they just know how to do it.
The iPhone's small. The iPhone's I think the smallest one.
Well, I mean, look at Dave's phone compared to... The iPhone has never been...
Look at your phone compared to the... Your phone's taller than mine. I have the Optimus F6.
Yeah. I mean, I paid... You know,
here we go. Look, our phones are staring at each other.
That's the thing, is it's never been really about size. Size doesn't matter for the iPhone.
Keep telling yourself that.
It's
damn.
The operating systems and how you
I
use it.
I know she told you she loved you.
I called tech support.
How about
what else you got, man? You're the information.
I got pretty much.
You got a notebook full of
since
stuff.
Since we're on the issue of Samsung and whatnot, they released probably. Possibly the best camera ever, the NX1. I don't know this for sure, but they claim it's the first camera to record in 4K video. So that's supposed to be like the new better than HD, I guess. It also shoots at UHD at 30 or 24 frames per second, and Cinema 4K at 24 frames per second. Still shots are at 28.2 megapixels. It has a backlit illuminated APS/C CMOS sensor.
That's how you track the animal.
Right. A burst mode of 15 frames per second. Its iOS range is 100 to 51,200.
Sonic pulse cannon?
No, the iOS is like the saturation for light intake, I guess.
Oh, excellent.
Something along those lines. Go to our webpage, Way Cool Podcast, and tell me if I'm wrong.
Waycoolpodcast.com.
Oh, right. Boom. And correct me
tell
on
your
the,
mother.
Yeah. It's got Wi-Fi and NFC. It has a 3-inch Super AMOLED screen. It also has Bluetooth.
Sweet.
That's cool. Like the best camera, I guess, is what everybody's claiming.
Do you know the cha-ching price on that? Can we get a sound bit in there?
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Oh, yeah. We'll also have to find you the price on that iPhone. Here we go. I've been... The Google Speak thing works really well. I used it to take... I was measuring these pictures I got at the SAT Comic-Con. I got one of Yoda, and I got one of Stormtrooper, evil and good, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of green in one of them, a lot of white in the other. It's artistic. Dude, I think it's going to look good. They're going to be in frames.
The pictures are really cool.
But yeah, so I was measuring frames from them, and I had my hands beat. I would just hit the button and say, like, take a note, Yoda picture, 6x19. Boom, takes a note, sends it to me in my email.
Really?
Yeah. This Google thing. Wait, check it out.
You got to show me.
How much does the new iPhone cost? They probably won't tell you. They'll tell you shit on the Google. Don't worry about it.
I got a price tag on that camera. It's roughly $1,500.
Cha-ching.
It costs $200 to make an iPhone. This is from CNET. This is the teardown of the price. The 5S initially sold at $649. And that's what the 6 is going to go for as well. So that's cool. 2 years ago, that phone, the 5S came out. 2 years later, it's going to be the same price. That's nice of them. It could have been not even accounting for inflation. Cost them $200 to make it. They're making good $400 profit on each one.
Yeah.
Minus the man's salary who sold it to you and the cost to keep the lights on.
Yep.
So we're net like $400.
That's cool.
That's pretty good.
Don't say we never gave you good information. Don't you dare say it. Don't you? And if you said it, you take it back. Take it back now!
Yeah, you better.
Man, I've had a lot of caffeine today. I had like a pot of coffee. One, I've had very little sleep.
See?
I know Dan has as well.
Yeah.
I woke up about 11 after falling asleep at probably about 8 a.m., drank a pot of coffee. I've had two energy drinks.
And after this, we're going to go get pancakes.
And some pancakes.
Pancakes, pancakes.
I had some pineapple rice last night from the Thai restaurant.
Oh yeah, how's that?
It was really good.
Dude, I love pineapple.
It's a place called Thai Basil down on J Street. It's good.
It's Thai Basil. Shout out to Thai Basil.
Woohoo!
So, Luis, you should tell us about Gotham.
Dude, watched series premiere of Gotham. What was it, on the 22nd, I think it came out. A Fox show. Batman's 12. Spoiler alert, someone comes and shoots his parents. No way! Uncle Ben dies as well. It's not really about that, though. It's mostly about Harvey Bullock and Gordon. He's a new guy coming onto the force, onto the Gotham City PD. Harvey Bullock is his mentor. He goes under his ring. He's the guy with all the experience. I think that's a little different from the comic book because I'm pretty sure Gordon's older than Harvey in the comic book, but whatevers.
It's cool.
It's cool. You can do whatever. I really liked the character Cobblepot. The guy who, he was in that movie Unaccepted. Man, I gotta get you the actor's name. He did a great job. Cobblepot, as you know, or if you don't, bullied throughout his youth. Turns him into the evil man that we know as the Penguin. They did it so well. To show, like, the character development in episode one, you end up kind of rooting for him to become the Penguin. You're like, you need to get evil on these motherfuckers, man.
But yeah, like, take some vengeance.
Yeah,
get some Batman style. He's not there yet.
Robin Taylor.
That's his name? Yeah, excellent.
Robin Taylor.
Robin Taylor. You also saw... some people had a complaint about it. I thought it was great. They threw a lot of different characters at you. There was a ton of little Easter eggs and stuff in there that if you like are really, really into the show or the comic books or the movies or whatever, the Batman universe...
picked up on all of it.
You were loving it, dude. Yeah. You were just like, ooh, that's a that, and this is a this. And but if not, you were still enjoying it because there are just like the characters are great. You got Poison Ivy, you got Catwoman, you got Alfred, you got Commissioner Gordon, you got a young moody Batman, you know, and just the city of Gotham. It's like
sounds great.
You know, it's just always rainy. It's like there's always like a funeral going on in Gotham. The city that you just imagine like the actual grime in the streets.
I imagine the whole city just smells like bum urine.
Yeah. Bum urine and like smoke from the coal factory or something.
Coca-Cola sludge.
Coca-Cola 3 days old spilled on a homeless person.
So are you going to continue watching it?
Oh, dude, I'm eagerly awaiting. The only reason I wouldn't watch it right now is I can't think of one. I can't think of not a reason why I wouldn't or I didn't like the movie. Or, I mean, didn't like the show.
Right on.
What else you got?
You got a big patch coming to Battlefield 4. Big
batches.
Patch. Yeah.
I was thinking patches.
I'll just give you the brief rundown of the categories that they listed. You can go to battlelog.battlefield.com, I believe, and it should have it on there.
You know what? Let's take a break.
Yeah, we should take a break. All right, we'll come back with Battlefield stuff and things.
What I'm told was true, and they say he ran away. Brandon! Hey!
All right.
Welcome. We went to break. Dan had a phone call, and we're back now.
Yeah, I'd say we'd come back with some Battlefield 4 updates. Big patch coming soon. They're gonna tweak one game mode, Rush, except for the map of Dawnbreaker, and all these apply to the base stuff, just what they call vanilla. So what you get for getting the game. They're gonna improve your sights, the player movement, the HUD clarification, so you can kind of customize some things within reason. There's a new revive mechanic. The net code is being addressed. And that's in quotations because the weapon attachment changes, some weapon changes, and team play initiatives. So pretty much they're going to reward you for playing as a team, as a squad. Like, you know, you're a medic, and instead of running around just shooting folks, you're actually doing, you know, your medically duties and whatnot. And that's pretty much it. So, like I said, if you want details on that, you can battle log. Yeah, they should have the.
And what's your battle net or your what is it on there? PSN. What's your PlayStation Network?
That Infidel Dave. No spaces, no capitals.
Also, Dave, did you get your battery for your computer?
I did.
Did it work?
Yeah, it's still finicky sometimes, but it worked for the most part.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah.
So you're online.
Yeah.
So we can do a podcast online over Skype.
We could.
Quite possibly, yeah.
We could.
Yeah.
So we could.
Hit us up on our Facebook and let us know if that's something you guys would like to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if we did it like that, we could actually take calls.
We could do live calls.
Yeah, we could let you know ahead of time, be like half hour till we're recording, and that way it'll give you time to questions and whatnot.
Plus, we would have webcams on a face.
We could
do
that,
I'm beautiful.
And you can see Dan's beautiful face and me and Dave.
Yeah.
These guys are gorgeous.
So, comics real quick, because it wouldn't be a World of Tomorrow Today episode without some comic talk.
It would not. And it's been a while since we did our last podcast, so I have read a decent amount of comics. Nothing really new, though. I finished up the Battle of the Atom that I was reading and moved on to Infinity, written by Jonathan Hickman. And
I hear he's good.
He is good. He also does some other stuff, like independent workshop stuff, like East of West.
Okay.
He does that.
He had a
great run on the Avengers. He's a heavy hitter.
Good.
And what I loved about Infinity, and this is actually my second time reading through it. The first time I read through it, I was kind of lost because I didn't read the Avengers tie-ins.
Right.
And what I love about Infinity is it's like if you're not really familiar with comic books and you don't really know how to like collect and read the tie-ins and stuff, it has this awesome checklist in the back. And not only that, but check it out. Like when you're at Avengers, see all the covers are red. You guys can't see because you're on the internet, but
they are nothing but shades of red. And
yeah,
black.
And they look similar. So then you move on, you know, and like say you're like it's collected through Avengers Infinity. The title's called Infinity, and the New Avengers. See, these ones are all yaller.
Right.
So they tie into each other?
Yeah. So really? when you're collecting, you're like, okay, this I'm gonna read all so the yellow ones.
So they're color coded.
Exactly.
Sweet.
They're idiot proof. Yeah.
Well,
so
didn't
I thought that was way cool because I'm always looking to recommend comic series, and that's when if people want to like, oh, I want to collect one or two or three different things, dude, collect Infinity, New Avengers, and Avengers. Yeah. You'll be very happy.
Like red, green, blue, you'll love it.
Yeah.
What I didn't like about Infinity, and this has to do with probably the licensing that's going down and all of that, is the storyline is about these Celestials, the Gardeners, the Engineers, and the Alephs. They're like some of the first beings ever created by the universe and have guided evolution. So all the sentient crap on life is almost all that's had their hand in it. And that's pretty much the most necessary part of the storyline. But there's also like this added part with Thanos, and then Thanos gets in a fight with Black Bolt, which causes the surge of Inhumans.
Mm.
Now, Marvel doesn't have the rights, or what is it? Sony doesn't have the rights to mutants. No, Marvel doesn't have the rights to mutants.
Right.
X-Men is owned by Sony. They have the rights to the word mutant.
Right.
Really?
So you're going to start seeing in the comics a huge pull away from mutants, which is X-Men. Everyone loves that. To Inhumans,
right?
So they can brand these new superheroes, call them Inhumans.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I don't really like that because it's lazy story writing in this for the sake of their business. You know, I'm not really a big fan of that.
That's bullshit. Hip hoppity squibbity squappity. We just had technical difficulties.
Yeah, so that's Infinity, what I liked and didn't like about it. DC.
Yeah.
Still reading Batman Eternal and Future's End, getting a little further into that. I think I'm on,
6. I just finished up Batman Eternal 6 here. Spectre lurks in the shadow of Arkham.
Wow.
Introduced me to the character Batwing we were talking about on break.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what a cool concept. What do you say? The son of Fox.
Son of Lucius Fox, the guy that made pretty much all Batmans. Most people would recognize him as Morgan Freeman from the movie.
Morgan Freeman. Batman, you can't do that, but I built a suit for my son.
Well, no, his son was super smart like him, so I'm pretty much sure, like, working with his dad, he had his hand in all this Wayne tech, so he built his own suit. And he's more.
You're really right, though. You're like, Dad, build me a bat suit. I want to be Batman.
Right.
Sure, why not?
What happens at that point? You know, you give your son all the good stuff and Batman the second grade shit, you know?
I mean,
I don't know, man.
No, I'm reading the comics and I think you're onto something, because I'm like, I'll read something, I'm like, that is a nifty little gizmo. Why haven't I seen Batman using that?
Yeah.
He's keeping all the good shit for himself.
It's like, Batman doesn't need this. He'll be too strong. My son won't be able to
whoop his ass. But that's the thing is he, the guy relies a lot more on his gadgets than Batman does, who relies more on his detective work.
Right.
You know what we were doing last night that was pretty funny? Matt Damon impressions.
I don't know if I could. Like, that was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if I could do a good one like that again. I did a pretty good one, yeah.
It was great. Can you picture Matt Damon as Batman?
Matt Damon is Batman. He'd be like, I'm Batman.
<You're> Batman.
I am Batman.
Goddamn Catwoman Optimus Prime.
Future's End. Another one I'm reading.
What's happening with that?
Azzarello is the... by the way, Gotham Eternal, that's Scott Snyder.
Right.
One of the best Batman writers, I would venture to say.
He's up there. Yep.
I mean... Frank Miller or Scott Snyder for you? You've read a lot of both.
I mean, Miller's just heavy and dark.
Right.
Snyder has that darkness, but it's not as heavy. Like, it doesn't weigh on your emotional body.
You know, you don't. One honey pot's a lot stickier than the other.
Right.
Well, yeah, like,
a little more
grand. Miller could be very moody blues, bro.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I for just, like, reading all the time, if that was the only Batman writer I'd have to read out of the two, yeah, I'd pick Snyder.
Cool. Yeah, I think...
But not to discredit Miller.
That's why I asked
Miller.
You first, because you've read more Miller than I have.
Right.
But the Miller I have read compared to the Snyder I've read, I think I do like Scott Snyder better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Future's End... Azzarello.
Who dat?
That's the guy. Brian Azzarello. That's who writes this. I'm not really familiar with the writer. Yeah, who dat? Does doing a great job. Grifter, like I said in the last episode, love him. Got a little further in the storyline. Firestorm, one of the members of the Justice League. Big dick, man. There's actually two people who make up Firestorm, a.k.a. the Firestorm Matrix. One of them's a real good guy. The other one's kind of a douche. I really like what's happening there, because once they join up, the guy who's a douche can choose to stay in Firestorm mode, and the other guy never gets to get out. He's just like a voice in his head, you know? Speaking of that, that leads me to the Superior Spider-Man, voice in his head. Spider-Man from the future, 2099 Spider-Man, he's in the past.
They're bringing that back?
He has a bit.
Yeah.
He has a part to play here. He comes in, without giving away too much, he is trying to change the past without altering the past too much.
Mm.
You know, butterfly effect.
Man. How's the Doc Ock Spider-Man going?
That's what this is. Here's the
that's what it is?
Here's the cover. You see the 2099 Spider-Man fighting the Superior Spider-Man, a.k.a. Doc Ock, and he's disappearing.
What, Doc Ock is disappearing?
No, the 2099 Spider-Man.
Oh.
Went a little bit further in this Blight storyline, which covers Constantine, Justice League Dark, and Trinity of Sin, Pandora, among others, but these are the ones I read. Blight, big-ass monster, pretty much the embodiment of all types of evil. The Sorcerer Faust and Nick Necro got together, made this big machine where they took all the mystics and they're making their energies go into like a big cannon that they plan on shooting Blight with.
kind of like an evil way to get something good done. I don't know. Constantine and his team of Justice League Dark, they're having none of it. So they're over there fucking shit up, trying to stop them from doing that. But at the same time, also trying to kill Blight as well. You see some awesome character development with the character Pandora. Mm. I'm on issue 9. She ran through also Forever Evil and excellent stuff, man. The Wizard Council that made Shazam damns her to be immortal and like have these scars on her face that's always burning. She opened Pandora's box, let out all the evil. They're like bad, bad, bad.
Yeah. Rebranded.
Branded. Branded.
Branded. Branded.
And so yeah, that's what I've read for comics. Dan had an excellent idea, and I'm gonna start doing it. When I do this, I'm gonna videotape it and put it on the YouTube channel. YouTube channel is going to start having a whole bunch more cool, awesome stuff on it, including board game tutorials, us playing board games with each other.
Reviews.
Reviews on comic books. If you guys see something
that you want us to check out, let us know.
If there's something that you loved
and
you want to review it, or if there's something that you hated and you want to review it, contact us on Facebook. We'll interview you.
Yeah. We're about to jump on this Skype podcast. Webcam jambalaya.
Hit us up on Facebook. Yep. We'll give you our Skype information and we'll make it happen.
Yeah. And follow us
on Twitter. World of Tomorrow Today.
Instagram.
World of Tomorrow Today.
We're also playing tons of games. You can join us on Twitch at
Hogziller, HAWGZILLER. And you can find all this information on waycoolpodcast.com along with older episodes.
Mm-hmm. Everything else.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.